and welcome to this ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast. I'm Melissa Bartlett, and I'm here on the sidelines of the ISIS World Oleochemical Conference in Barcelona. With me is Norman Ellard, the chair of the conference, and we're going to chat about the first day of the conference. So, Norman, how's the mood so far?
I think the mood has been fairly upbeat. The industry has been dogged for a lot while with an excess of capacity. And, frankly, that from the discussions today, the capacity continues to add. But I think the industry is looking for ways to mitigate the effects of that and come out into a better place. So you might say there was more positive aspects that came through today than we've seen on previous conferences recently. So, and the fact that it was a huge attendance added to the interchange of ideas. So it was good.
So what would you say the key topics have been for the conference so far?
I think the key topics have been, areas of growth. I was pleased personally to see a segment on India, which I think is a very high potential for growth and could solve some of the industry problems because of their growth. I think the area that continues to frustrate a little bit is biodiesel. But it was handled throughout some of the discussions pretty well. It's out of our control. It's really, one of these mandated industries, but it does have an impact on oleochemicals, so we should be aware of it. I think also that the industry will also recognize innovation, and we heard some of that today in terms of new ideas about how to grow the industry, new areas to grow the industry. And I hope that's going to continue tomorrow. So,
you mentioned in your closing remarks that you were impressed by the breadth of experience and backgrounds of the speakers. Is that something you think we're seeing reflected in the industry overall, a more global and a more widespread view?
I think the industry has been coming more and more global for many years. And, we have some key players now in Southeast Asia in this industry. And their reach has become global. So you might call them global players, even though they're coming out of Malaysia and Indonesia. So there's a global element. And I just noticed since I was introducing the speakers today that a lot of them had a very broad-based experience in terms of different areas and also different geographies. And for a global conference, I think that's a positive sign. It wasn't focused on just Europe, and it wasn't focused on just Asia. It was focused on global issues. So that was good.
Lovely. Well, Norman, thank you very much for your time. Please do catch up with all the latest news from the conference on the ISIS dashboard. For ISIS in Barcelona, I'm Melissa Bartlett.